Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Two off-duty NYPD officers involved in a fatal shooting after a man confronted them with what police say turned out to be a BB gun outside a Staten Island diner. This incident started just before 8:30 p.m. near Andrews Diner on Highland Boulevard in Eltingville. People inside said they were being menaced by a man with a gun. An off-duty officer spotted the guy outside. She called in another off-duty officer. Both confronted the guy. Commanding Officer Melissa Eager tells 1010 Winds.
The officers gave multiple verbal commands for the male to remove his hands from the firearm and to put the firearm down. But he did not comply and pointed the firearm at our officers.
Officers opened fire. The man, whose name has not been released, was taken to the hospital in critical condition with multiple gunshot wounds and later died. Police say the weapon recovered at the scene was a hyper-realistic BB gun. Police sources describing the incident as a suicide by cop. There are media reports that the man had significant mental health issues and may even have told his family yesterday he intended to be killed by police. Authorities are still investigating. Borough President Vito Fisella praising the officers for heroically stepping up to keep the public safe. A Queens elementary school student, apparently the youngest known person detained by ICE since the Trump administration crackdown began. Daily News reporting 7-year-old Dara, whose last name is not being released because of her age, was taken to custody along with her mother and older brother after an immigration check-in Tuesday at 26 Federal Plaza. Relatives say the family fled Ecuador because of domestic violence and had had one asylum petition denied. They were apparently still trying to work through the process. Relatives and advocates tell the paper the child, a student at PS 89, and her mother were separated from the girl's 19-year-old brother. Mother and young daughter sent to a Texas detention center. The son, who is planning to start college, is said to be in Newark. Immigration officials and local leaders now trying to sort it out and help the family. No comment so far from ICE. Governor Hochul quietly pardoned a Laotian immigrant convicted of manslaughter to stop his deportation earlier this summer. This happened in early July. 52-year-old Swamshith Vathanafong was facing deportation because of a 1988 manslaughter conviction in a Brooklyn pool hall. At the time, he was 18 and claimed self-defense, but pled guilty and served 14 years. Hochul's office tells the New York Times he built a life here afterwards, including raising two children who are U.S. citizens. Vathanafong is a legal U.S. resident. His family feared he would be deported under new Trump administration rules. Hochul pardoned him July 1st ahead of an immigration check-in that could have ended in deportation. The water crisis wears on in parts of Patterson.
People living in Prospect Park, New Jersey, have had no water for a week.
It's been tough.
For Fernando, this is his current situation.
Go to work out, go to the gym, take a shower there. Make the most out of it.
Since the water stopped working last Friday after our water main break, each day they've had to pick up drinkable water and flushable water.
I mean, we've been conscious because we know everybody else needs water as well. We bring the gallons, like we try to waste as little bit as water as possible because we know everybody else needs it.
We get our water once or twice a day, depending, and we just get it here and we, you know, try to stretch it as much as possible.
They're holding out hope, but hoping the water comes back soon. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Prospect Park, New Jersey.
Haledon's mayor declared a state of emergency yesterday. Patterson, Prospect Park, Haledon, and North Haledon are all still under a boil water advisory. A new system for New Jersey's statewide standardized tests has educators worried. Garden State's largest teachers union and principals association tell NJ.com the Department of Ed blindsided them with these new adaptive features that include computer selecting questions based on each student's previous responses. It's for the New Jersey Student Learning Assessment Test. Educators say they're being rolled out too quickly. The Murphy administration, though, says they met regularly with key education groups who knew it would be coming. Now, 1010 Winds Sports.
Let's start in St. Louis as the Yankees opened up a series with the Cardinals.
Pitch, swing on, drive deep to right. Hooking, staying fair, it is gone. Jess Chisholm, a line drive home run, right field, a two-run shot, 3-0 Yankees here in the early going, first inning.
Dave Sims on WFAN, Yankees over the Cardinals 4-3. Luis Hill had a run and four hits while striking out 4 over 5 in the third. Jazz Chisholm with his 21st home run. David Bednar pitched the scoreless ninth for his 19th save. The Yankees increased their lead over the Guardians to a game and a half for the last American League wildcard spot. Meanwhile, another hard day's night for the Mets on Beatles night tonight at Citi Field as they lose to the Mariners 11-9. Mets have dropped 14 of 16. Manager Carlos Mendoza looked on as his bullpen imploded once again.
It's hard to describe, especially with how much talent and elite arms that we got back there. You know, these are the guys, some of those guys that we brought in here, and you could say that that's one of the strength of our team. You know, when you get the lead after 5-6 innings, you know, you feel good about your chances. And the past week or so, we haven't been able to do that.
Another blown save for Ryan Helsley. Sean Manaea allowed 4 runs and 6 hits over 5 innings. Francisco Lindor with a couple of home runs. Juan Soto hit his 30th. And Francisco Alvarez with a 3-run homer. And for Seattle, Cal Raleigh hit his 46th home run. Mets maintain a half-game lead over the Reds for the last National League wildcard spot. From the WFAN Sports Desk, I'm Peter Schwartz.
It's going to be a very busy day for a lot of veterans, first responders, and more as they take to the Hudson River for the annual Navy SEAL swim. The event starts this morning at Liberty State Park and finishes at the 9/11 Memorial, expected to draw more than 350 military veterans, first responders, and civilians. It's all a fundraiser for the Navy SEAL Foundation, which provides critical care and aid to active duty and veteran SEALs and families. You broke it, you bought it, and never mind your toddler. A New Jersey mom is taking to TikTok to complain about how an Ocean County cafe handled a recent mishap involving her 3-year-old. Kathy Denman's child upended a marble-top coffee table at the Hazelnut Cafe in Lavalette.
The owner said, "Wow, the table is almost $2,000. It's $1,600, so you can't leave until I have your license and a credit card." And I said, "Okay, well, I have to leave because I have to make sure that she's okay. She's surrounded by 50 people now. She's 3. And, you know, I want to make sure my kid's all right."
Owners told NJ Media they called to check on the family and offer support. And they say they didn't hold anyone against their will and, in fact, didn't charge Denman for the table. Later, she posted in a TikTok that the owners had apologized and said she'd have no further comment. Chuck Schumer was sharply critical of the president's handling of the meeting, saying he rolled out the red carpet for an authoritarian thug. A sentencing hearing in Brooklyn federal court yesterday ended in prison time for a crypto scammer.
He played the part online as a crypto influencer, and now he's sentenced for running a multi-million dollar scam.
"Hi, I'm Charles CP3O Parks III. Testing out our new CP3O live streaming platform."
Charles Parks III told his YouTube audience he'd cracked the code to get rich fast.
"I've got all kinds of stuff coming up that I'm going to use this platform for. One, I'm going to teach you guys a little bit of everything that I know in tidbits."
But the feds realized that Parks hijacked more than $3.5 million in cloud computing services, stealing millions of dollars in cryptocurrency. This case shows how his online clout was covering up a real-life crime. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Dozens of cannabis shops suing New York State regulators, claiming they could be forced out of business because they're too close to schools, after state officials admitted they'd been measuring wrong. New York Times says about a dozen groups and companies with dispensary license filed suit yesterday. Last month, the Office of Cannabis Management admitted 152 licensed dispensaries were too close to schools because of a measuring error. Cannabis regulators say state lawmakers may have to settle this eventually.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.